Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
The zip code is 91942.
Thank you. Your first and last name, please.
I'm calling for Gertrude Boskin, B-O-S-K-I-N.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm locating this account. All right, and may I ask the reason for the call today?
Well, I'm actually not even sure where I'm calling. I'm calling for my mother, who's elderly, and she all of a sudden started getting $49.97 charges from this, and this is the number associated with the charge.
Okay, so I've located an account. Will you please verify the shipping address?
It's 4701 Date Avenue, Unit 103, La Mesa, California.
All right, thank you. And is she in the background that she can give you verification to speak on her behalf?
Yes. Do you need to talk to her?
She can speak in the background just to say that she verifies for you to give permission. Thank you.
Do you give permission for me to call and talk to them about this account?
Yeah, she said yes.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, I've located this account for a Wi-Fi booster. This was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. It looks like this account was canceled on the 15th of February. There was also a refund issued for $24.98 on the 15th. So
how many months did she pay for it?
This account was created November 28th. There was $7.95 for the shipping and handling, and then $49.97 is the membership fee for the Consumer Gadget Club. So there's December, January, and February membership fee charges.
Well, she never signed up for the Consumer Gadget Club, is the concern. What she saw advertised was to purchase a booster, not to sign up for a club and get the booster as a sign-up gift. That's absolutely not what she did.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It also buys a $125 gift voucher that you're able to spend at the direct shopping store each month. The account was canceled. How may I help you with this today?
Well, I would like to have the back fees for this club that she supposedly signed up for given to her. I think this is really taking advantage of her.
All right, so hang in there one second. I'm reading over the previous agent's notes.
All she wanted was to get a Wi-Fi booster, and now she's paid hundreds of dollars.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Now, according to the previous agent's notations, I'm only able to issue a refund for the remainder of that refund in February, so I can issue a refund of $24.99. Go ahead.
So you say that this was purchased in what month? In November?
Correct. November 28th. And the...
And how much did she pay in November when she started this?
$7.45 for the shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then on the 2nd of February, 2nd of December... was the membership fee. That's when that began. So December 2nd, January 2nd, and February 2nd. So I'm able to issue the remainder of that refund from February, so that would be $24.99. Looks like these are valid charges due to the terms and conditions that were.
So she paid $110 for a Wi-Fi booster?
No, not for the booster. It's for the membership and that $125 gift card that's, and you may have that in the email address. It was sent each month. So there's a $125 e-gift card to spend at an online vendor each month.
Well, you guys can have that gift card. She doesn't want that gift card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm not able to take it back. These are the terms and conditions that were agreed to in placing the order.
I can only hear one person. Okay. So when she called in February, they canceled it, but they never refunded any money. Is that what you're telling me?
They canceled and refunded a 50% refund. So they refunded $24.99. I can refund the remainder of that $24.99.
So they refunded her half of February.
That's what it looks like, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so she paid this $7.45 for shipping and handling, and then this $49 fee for November, December, and January.
Yes, ma'am, correct.
So basically over $150 for something that should have cost like $30.
Okay, so the charges were not for the Wi-Fi booster.
But that's what she thought she was purchasing because it was advertised in a way that she would not have been able to understand it.
Mm-hmm. And I do apologize for any misunderstandings there, but according to those terms and conditions that are agreed to before placing the order, I mean, there has to be an acknowledgement and acceptance of the terms and conditions I'm not able to change. So, unfortunately, these are valid charges.
Well, I did. I'm really because anybody is going to spend $150 for a Wi-Fi booster. I mean, I think what that's doing is taking advantage of people who are in a situation where they're not understanding what they're agreeing to.
Okay.
I mean,
how
clearly
can I help
she
you?
Doesn't want to join a gadget club. How can I help you? Help me. You can what's the retail price of this product you sent her? How much did you think you were buying this for?
I don't know,
$15. Yeah. Okay. So this product you sent her is worth, let's say, $30 kind of max.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
She paid over $150 for it. So
yes.
What you could do for me is refund her the other $120.
No, ma'am, I'm not able to do that. What? She did not pay for the Wi-Fi booster. She paid the shipping
and
handling.
That's what she thought.
I understand what
she
thought. Yes, ma'am. I understand. So it sounds like there was a misunderstanding. However, due to those terms and conditions, now I can give you the customer service information so that you can email them to get the full terms and conditions, and you're able to read those terms and conditions, but I'm not able to issue a refund.
Can I just ask you, so she goes on a site that she got on through Amazon, right? So it's like an ad that's on Amazon for a Wi-Fi booster. So she clicks on this ad for this Amazon Wi-Fi booster, goes as if she's purchasing it because she's not somebody who's very internet savvy, and then taking advantage of somebody who doesn't understand that this is kind of a fake ad for a club that nobody in their right mind would ever join is clearly a scam to take advantage of people who are seniors and not used to working on the internet. Can you tell me what state this company is out of?
I'm located in Alabama. I can give you the email support and you're able to get all of the company information.
So can you tell me what the company is? Because I know if you're operating in California and you're geared in a way that seniors who are not going to be able to understand what they're clicking on is doing this. I mean, I think what you really are is committing a fraud. That's not allowed in the state of California where this ad is showing up in. I mean, I don't know what the rules are in Alabama, but I could tell you that you cannot have. I understand that there's these lengthy terms of that you're kind of agreeing to, but the problem is the way it was advertised in California on the Amazon site is not to advertise as a gadget club where you then get this one gadget for free. That's not how it was advertised. So what that is false advertising where you put in the fine print to take advantage of people who are not used to shopping online. And that's a crime. I mean, you're opening yourself up for a class action suit. All we want is our $150 back.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand
you February, November, December, January.
Okay.
They say they sent you $25 in February. Do you have your February statement?
They sent it to what?
When you say you were funded in February, does that mean that you credited her charge card account? Do you have an Amazon account? And I kind of get it if what you were doing is advertising this club, but that's not how it was advertised.
Okay.
What's advertised is for a Wi-Fi booster, and then in the fine print it's saying, you know, you're going to be entering into this club to get this Wi-Fi booster at this price in the small print that you then press accept, that you're not, you know, reading through or understanding, because what you were advertised that you were purchasing was this Wi-Fi booster.
So are you reading those terms now? Is that what you're seeing there now?
I'm telling you that's what the advertisement is that she clicked on. I don't care about the terms that was later kind of check a box and said had agreed to. I'm talking about the way it was advertised, which is a false advertisement, which is very dangerous for people who are older and on fixed incomes. So you're saying to this 83-year-old woman who is not used to shopping online and who's just looking for an advertisement for a Wi-Fi booster that she could somehow afford $50 a month being taken out of her account. She's
okay,
not somebody
yes,
who's going to go out there and get a second job or any job.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So, unfortunately, that's what I can do for you is issue the refund of the remainder of February.
Well, what we want is our $150 back.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not able to do that.
They took $175. Where did it get refunded to, this $25?
I'll take a look there. It went back to the card ending in 9204.
What day did it go back?
That was on the 15th of February.
They say it went on 15th of February.
You may see the refund post a few days later.
Well, I had my charge from February.
Right where? You gave me January. I need the next month. What's the name of this company?
All right, I'll get that information for you. Yes, ma'am. Hang in there 1 second.
How many calls do you get a day from people who realize their parents have been swindled?
I don't have record of how many calls come in a day. I do have the information for the company name. It's Trendy Discount Goods. Their email support, would you like to write that down?
Sure.
All right.
I want to know where their actual address is.
You'll
so
be able to email and ask. Yes, ma'am.
No, I want to talk to a person. I don't want to email anybody.
Who would you like to speak with, ma'am?
I would like to speak to somebody at Trendy Discount Goods who can give my mother her $150 back.
I'm a representative of the company.
All right.
I'm not able to. So I'm not able to issue a refund. So is there anyone else you'd like to speak to? Anyone else?
What is this? Here's another bill for February 2nd for another $49.97. So I have a bill in January, February 2nd.
That's the bill we're talking about.
Where is your bill after this?
Would you like to take a minute and speak with her and get that together? You can always give us a call back.
No, I would like to figure out how to. She's just double checking to see that that one refund appeared.
Okay.
I want to know what representative I could talk to about the fact that my mother was put in this situation. I mean, you can't feel good about the fact that something is misadvertised and then somebody who is clearly going to be focused on the people who are least sophisticated and least have the ability to pay. Nobody feels good about that, except for maybe whoever's making money off of this, not of the scam. But I'm telling you, that person should give my mother her $150 back.
Yes, ma'am. If there was a way for me to help you with that, I definitely would. However, those terms and conditions are binding.
Yeah, well, who's going to be held accountable for the false advertisement that's focused on people who could least afford it?
I'm not aware of where all they post the advertisements.
Because
I provide customer support.
Can I just tell you? Can I just tell you? Well, I don't know why I'm telling you, because you can't do anything because you're just willing to take a paycheck from a swindler. But what, especially in nowadays when there's tons of jobs that, you know, young people like yourself could go out and get. But what I'm wanting to tell you is that it's one thing to sign terms and conditions that are somewhat reasonable terms and conditions, but to sign terms and conditions that anybody who in their right mind who was able to read it and understand it would, you know, that the word for, I forget the word, let me just think the word. Like, it's like you cannot enforce a contract that is so one-sided. Do you know what I mean? There has to be some fairness in it. If it's a contract with fine print that's only designed to steal money from people who are like senior citizens that you've falsely advertised to, that's not a binding and legal contract. They're saying you, because they're saying you never, actually, you don't have the, do you have the next month? This is the next month that's going to show something from February 15th, so something after that date. Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. So you're going to credit the $25, and you say that there's nobody that I could speak to about these illegal contract and false advertisement.
Who would you like to speak with, ma'am?
It's like saying, I'm going to give you $10, and you're going to give me in exchange $50, and we're going to call that a fair contract because you have confused me into believing that. That's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to speak to a representative of Trendy Discount Goods who can nullify this illegal contract and give her her $150 back.
Yes, ma'am. So it looks like I'm not the one that's able to do that. These are valid charges due to those terms and conditions.
I don't think so, because it's an illegal terms and conditions. Is what I'm telling you, it's an illegal terms and conditions. Base one is nobody would enforce a contract that is so clearly one-sided and that it was based on this false advertisement. So you could stop calling it a valid anything. I could put money in my in your purse and just grab it and say, you know what? I'm just going to call that valid sharing. That's not a thing. I'm sorry that's in your script of what to say, but that's talking nonsense to me.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand your frustration, but that, unfortunately, that's all I'm able to do here.
That's right. That's all that's in your script. So who's allowed to go off script?
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and issue a full refund to that last charge February 2nd. You should see the funds back in 3 to 5 business days. So the account is canceled. I have a cancellation number if you're ready for that.
Sure.
Yes, ma'am. That number is C as in cancel, 258-88-6653.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I have you all canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I told you what else you could help me with. Somebody who's authorized to go off script and refund her the $150 when clearly she did not know what she was signing up for.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not.
She's not
able
a person
to...
who could just not spend $150 on a Wi-Fi booster. That's not the kind of extra money somebody on a fixed income has.
Yes, ma'am. Unfortunately, if there was a way for me to help you, I definitely would, but I'm not able to assist you any further.
Well, who has that $150?
I'm asking. So is there someone else you would like to speak with?
Yes, somebody who would have that authority.
All right. So hang in there 1 second. I'm going to get you transferred over. 1 second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having any luck here, Mother. They're, Mom, they didn't say they were going to send you a check. They said they were going to credit your account, that they took the money. Because, Mom, you called on February 15th and you haven't gotten that bill yet. February 15th is when you called them. You send what back to them?
All right. Just a second here. I'm going to place you on hold. You may hear silence, maybe a little music playing, but please remain on the line. I'll let you know right before I transfer you over.
Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead and place you on hold, and thank you for calling customer support. Please remain on the line.
Okay.